getting ready for district coach right around the corner. Going to be heading to Southern Valley. It's been a phenomenal spring for your kids, girls and boys coach. I know it's been fun to watch some challenging meets. I know that, especially with the conference meet at Cambridge. You had a pretty perfect day for that. And, boy, the kids really shined in that one, didn't they?
Yeah, we had a pretty good day. We really wanted to treat it more like a district meet. And we wanted kids to kind of get prepared for what their district day is going to feel like. We're not big on loading kids up into, you know, some of those sprinters that they do prelims finals, they get into six events in a day. We really don't like to do that to them through the year. So the conference meet's a good time for us to try to do that, kind of give them exposure to that, because Friday, with our twilight, we're really not pushing the kids too hard, one or two events, and then let them go fly there. And so kids responded well. They did good, despite that, boys still got runner up and the girls still won, I think, by almost 30 points. So just a good day for DCS.
Yeah, the girls 4x1. I know that 4x1, you're still kind of experimenting a little bit, and that, boy, the 4x4 came alive. And I know Abby had a really cool, strong leg in that one to, I think, break the meet record there. So those two relays are looking pretty strong right now, aren't they?
Yeah, and we got a couple girls we can move in out of the 4x1. There's kind of a three-girl rotation besides Claire and Abby. And then, we wanted to see what we could do in the 4x4, and we're still not sure what we're going to do with Claire at districts, if she's going to run the open one or run the 4x4. But it was just fun to see what they could do. We were hoping we'd go sub 4:15 and put us back in the state lead or try to get into the state lead, and the girls went 4:09, which was outstanding. Like I said, they broke the meet record that Arapaho set last year, who I think took runner-up at state. So I'm pretty excited what that relay could do. The girls are pretty pumped about it. Also always fun watching a girl split a 55 in the 4x4. You don't see that every day.
Very, very strong performance. And I know Clara was out for a couple of weeks, kind of nursing an injury, but it looks like she's coming around, feels pretty good, and good to go once again Wednesday at Southern Valley for possibly some decisions on what four events she's going to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking probably 2-4 and the 4x1, and then like I said, we'll decide what we want to do with the one or the 4x4. Do we want to give her that extra race? I know it doesn't sound like much because it's only 100, but it does take a toll, especially in the state where you do it 2 days in a row. So that'll be something we sit down and talk with her about and get that figured out. But we had some girls step up on the 4x4, so we feel we could still be competitive at the 4x4 without Clara. And then just keep moving kids around and scoring points down at district and state. So nice to have kids step up. The relay, Charlotte has been consistent, a freshman girl, been consistent, has earned a spot on there. Emma Valdez was on it last year. We ran 4:09 and changed last year with Emma on there. And another one, Zoe Rogers, that rotates on there too. So with Clara, Abby, and Emily Shack, kind of three mainstays there, then Charlotte, Emma Valdez, and Zoe Rogers kind of fighting for that fourth and possibly third, fourth, and then the alternate spot. So been fun to see the girls just compete and cheer each other on and watch each other be successful.
Kennedy has been so good in the throws and, a couple of RPAC conference records. I know she won those, and really nobody to challenge her that day at all in either event.
She's having an outstanding year, and you kind of knew coming off last year what she was going to do. And this is the kid, she's passionate about the events. She loves the throws. She's working on it all the time. The amount of hours that her and Brock both put in, I think, some people just, it's this. Those two kids put so much time in. I couldn't even tell you the number of throws those kids have had. It's got to be tens of thousands of throws, between last year and this year. Just the amount of time they put in and the detail that they put in with, Coach Bailey does a good job with them. And so they're, just like me and my daughters and my wife, we talk track at home. And Josh and Kennedy and Brock, I'm sure they talk throwing at home. So just two kids that are passionate about it. And I was disappointed I missed Kennedy's state record throw. We were joking about this the other day in our team meeting. We're at the Lexington meet, and they honor the 400 and the high jump winners at the break. And so Clara won the Bader Award for the third time. She won the 400 for the third year in a row. Only the second girl to do it. Then the other one that was kind of cool is Jessa Sugaroo. So Clara and Jess are the only two to ever win three in a row. And so I'm over watching the disc, and I realize, oh, shoot, I got to get over. Claire's got her award. So I watched warm-ups for finals. I watched her fourth and fifth throw. and then ran over to the track to give her Claire's award. And Josh calls, and I'm like, no way. I answer the phone. She broke the record, didn't she? 159.11. Sat there and watched warm-ups, and I'm like, okay, I finally get to watch Kennedy over here and throw, because it's so hard to get over and watch kids throw when you're coaching other events and trying to get around. And so I missed her 159.11. I was kind of bummed to miss that. But no, she's having an outstanding year.
The boys, boy, Alma challenged you, no question, in a very strong Alma team, and it was close there down the stretch then, that RPAC boys division, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like I'm making an excuse. We could move guys around. Like I said, we wanted to see what our 4x4 can do. Mm-hmm. We could have moved Ethan Ladd off some relays and moved him to some individuals. And like I said, the focus was a little bit more about districts, and I wanted to see how Ethan can do with both the relays, having an open run, and then his high jumping, because he's going to high jump both relays, and we got to figure out what we're going to do 2-4 there with him. So we wanted a 200 with him there, then we're going to run the 4 here at Twilight with him on both relays. So kind of see how that goes too. But no, we knew Alma. They're talented. They got a bunch of good kids, really talented kids, and the Mitchell kids going to Pitt State, which is a dominant D2 program to go compete in track and field. He had a heck of a day. We watched him go 14-6 on the 110s. I mean, that was a pretty clean race for him. And him and Kevin always been pretty close, and he kind of blew Kevin away and ran an awesome time. So it was just fun to see all those guys, the Alma boys compete, our kids compete, and then they were able to score a few more points than we did.
Yeah, but Kevin going 38.98, personal best here in the 300s. It wasn't even close in that one.
No, that's a better event. Trivia is, and I would imagine when he goes to Shattern this year, they're going to turn him into a long hurdler. He'll be great at it. He's got the speed. He's run 10.95 in the 100. The problem is at 5.7, it's a little tough to get over those 39s, especially the 42s. But in college, it's still going to be 36 over 400 meters. So he doesn't have any issues as far as that goes, and he's got the strength to do it. He's got the attitude to do it. And the wise hurdle coach once told me, if you're just willing to go compete in that event, you're going to beat 80% of the people just because you're mentally there and you want to go do it. So that's Kev right there. So I'm excited to see what he can do. And he's joked about trying to push. I mean, he wants to run down 50-51 in the 400s in college and possibly break 50. So I'm not going to bet against him. I mean, I've been around the kid for 6 years and I've watched what he's done and how he's progressed and developed. So I'm excited to see what he does the rest of the year and what he does at Shattern State.
Don't know if this young man's going to make the state meet or not. We'll wait and see Wednesday at Southern Valley. But Xander Cardoza in the 2 mile at a personal best at RPAC. And that young man, boy, look out for this kid in the years to come.
Man, we talk about him all the time. Such a great story. Again, just a kid that fell in love with running. If you'd have talked about this 3 years ago, nobody would have said a thing about it. Ran 25 minute 5K last year, went 18 this year. I don't think he might have ran 11:55 or 11:50 something high last year in the 2 mile, and he went 10:55. He's right there going to break 5 minutes in the mile. I think he just barely broke 6 last year. And so to drop a minute in both those times, and he's only a sophomore, he's kind of an inspiration for a lot of our kids, because so many kids these days, just if they're not the best, they quit. And Xander was never the best. He was always one of the last to finish in the cross country meets as a freshman. And then he just missed qualifying for state this year as a sophomore. And I was talking to Tony Chapman out of Grand Island about him too. I'm like, I'm not saying he's going to be a state champ or, this down the line, but it's such a cool story just to, if you're passionate about it and you put the time in and do the things the right way, you can see these changes. You can become, what Xander's become. I mean, he's done that himself. And so we're super happy for the kid. The kids celebrate him. The kids love him. And it's just fun to have, a Xander Cardoza part of a team with a Brock Bailey and an Ethan Latta, who usually don't kind of, they're not doing the same things outside of school, but, now they do just because they're on the track team together. So that's just one of the fun things about track, just all the different kids in the school it does truly bring together.
Well, Coach, I know Wednesday will get here soon. Hopefully it's going to be a nice day weatherwise. Some good teams involved. A lot of these teams you've already seen. I think Loomis is there. Maybe a team you haven't seen all that much.
Well, Yeah, I don't think we've seen Loomis yet. They used to go to Lexington, but they didn't go to Lexington this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't seen them yet. We've kept tabs on them, and we know what they have. Obviously, they're a bunch of talented girls, so they're going to come down. And boys, for that matter, they'll come down to the district meet, and they'll put on a show and qualify some kids. I know a lot of the Eastern District or Eastern RPAC schools have seen them at meets, so there's some familiarity there. But, yeah, for us, it would be the first time seeing them. Other than that, I think we've seen everybody at meets, so we're very familiar with each other. District really doesn't change from year to year. So just time to go out and put on a show. And it's unfortunate the way our state does it, that it only takes, or we only get the one meet to qualify. And I wish there was another way to do it. So you just hope, like you said, hope weather's good, everybody's healthy to go, and we can qualify as many as we can.